Friday, April 26th, Liturgy of the Hours, Night Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And as we conduct our examination of conscience, let's pray. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord God. And the Night Prayer Hymn. We praise you, Father, for your gifts of dusk and nightfall over earth, foreshadowing the mystery of death that leads to endless day. Within your hands we rest secure, in quiet sleep our strength renew. Yet give your people hearts that wake in love to you when sleeping, Lord. Your glory may we ever seek and rest as in activity, until this fullness is revealed, O source of life, O Trinity. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 88. Lord, my God, I call for help by day, I cry at night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. O turn your ear to my cry, for my soul is filled with evils. My life is on the brink of the grave. I am reckoned as one in the tomb. I have reached the end of my strength. Like one alone among the dead, like the slain lying in their graves, like those you remember no more, cut off as they are from your hand, you have laid me in the depths of the tomb, in places that are dark, in the depths. Your anger weighs down upon me. I am drowned beneath your waves. You have taken away my friends and made me hateful in their sight. Imprisoned, I cannot escape. My eyes are sunken with grief. I call to you, Lord, all the day long. To you I will stretch out my hands. Will you work your wonders for the dead? Will the shades stand and praise you? Will your love be told in the grave, or your faithfulness among the dead? Will your wonders be known in the dark, or your justice in the land of oblivion? As for me, Lord, I call to you for help. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you hide your face? Wretched, close to death from my youth, I have borne your trials. I am numb. Your fury has swept down upon me. Your terror has utterly destroyed me. They surround me all the day like a flood. They assail me altogether. Friend and neighbor, you have taken away. My one companion is darkness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading is from Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 9a. You are in our midst, O Lord, your name we bear. Do not forsake us, O Lord, our God. And the responsory, into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia, Alleluia. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia, Alleluia. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia, Alleluia. And the Canticle of Simeon, beginning with the antiphon, protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Alleluia. Canticle of Simeon can be found in Luke chapter 2, verses 29 through 32. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Mine eyes have seen the salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, protect us, Lord, as we stay awake, watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. All-powerful God, keep us united with your Son in his death and burial, so that we may rise to new life with him, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and peaceful death. Amen. And an antiphon in honor of the Blessed Virgin. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, Alleluia. The Son whom you merited to bear, Alleluia, has risen as he said, Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, Alleluia, for the Lord has truly risen, Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.